struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. We got Isaiah on the line.
Isaiah the Booty Slayer.
What? Isaiah the Booty Slayer.
I thought I had like a good one, bro. Yeah,
slay that booty.
Isaiah was not that great. Isaiah was questionable.
Yeah, you can try again later. Yeah.
All right, you will call it Slayer.
Yeah, you
guy. Yeah, you went with me, man. I mean, we legitimately slaying booty here.
Love is love, bro.
Yeah, that's right. we accept all. We encourage all.
Yes,
all
we support yes, we all. Do. You're welcome, yes.
Even if you slay that booty, bro. It's all good. You do you. So Isaiah Booty Slayer, tell us about your date. Who'd you go out with? What'd you all do?
I went out with a girl named Lily. We met on Hinge. We went to Bayview Mini Putt and Zipline.
Nice.
Okay. Cool.
We did the Zipline first and then the Mini Putt after.
Oh, wow, man. You went hard on the credit card, huh? First date, I'm like, we can go putt-putt. But
actually,
if you want Zipline, yeah, that's on your own time.
Actually, I was looking
right there,
at the prices. It's not that bad.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Because you can do a combo deal.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. They had the special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're planning for Baby K, he and his classmates, getting together at Bayview to go putt-putt golf.
Oh, that's
together.
Nice. Yeah. Nice to see Zipline if they can do that.
Yeah, if they can do that.
I'm not trying to. Baby K on the Zipline. No, thank you.
If you can go tandem, baby.
I don't want to get. He would become Baby K, the Nut Slayer. I feel like I would take a heel to the holes, bro. Like, I'd be like, no, thank you.
I'm good.
Yeah. So you guys went to putt putt and some zip line in at Bayview.
Yeah, we had a really good time, but she's not returning my calls.
Oh,
she hasn't gotten back to me.
When you did the zip lining, did you man up? Did you mess? I was gonna ask. Did you man up or did you scream like a girl?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, you're like, zip line often. Go ahead and strap me in this harness. Let's go. Okay, this. 1, 2, 3. Because you ever been in a harness, like, you know, where it goes in the crotch?
Oh, right, it goes
right,
in there,
just got a wet patch in the middle. Because it pops out.
Oh, that was a sweat, bro. I was sweaty up there,
You better be stuffing something in there.
Or a diaper,
bro. It pulls back, so you see everything. But that would be so embarrassing to get off the zip line, just to get the harness on, and the thing is just like a wet spot, like an elephant just
like so in water. That is so funny.
I wasn't scared, bro.
That's
not pee, bro. That's water.
That's Olo sweat.
Oh, so, yeah,
it was sweat,
hot
I'm a man and we sweat.
Were you wearing spandex?
You know, we've had it in the past. There was a couple that went ziplining, and he was just like, This was,
really?
It was like 7 years ago. There was actual audio of it. I don't know if I can find it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He screamed like a girl.
So did you man up or, you know?
Yeah, I was definitely scared at first, but she went first, and it seemed all right, so I got to do it. I don't think I screamed too loud.
So she was the test dummy then,
Yeah.
She never died. Let's go.
This might be the audio, I'm not sure, from like years and years and years ago. So if it is, they went on a date. He was completely like to the point where she had to video him.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
And he's just like, oh my god. Let me hear. This is a guy.
Yes.
That was from the girl's phone.
No, that wasn't you, was it?
I called her and she emailed it to me from her phone.
Oh, my God.
And so we're playing this with the guy on the line.
Wow.
And I was like, this is you? This is a guy screaming?
That might be a little turn off.
And he sounds like this.
Hey, if it's scary, buddy, you gotta help,
man. I was going to say, man, they harnessed the holes in
tight,
that's
bro. What happened.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. So that wasn't you, though, on the date, was it, Isaiah?
No, definitely not.
Okay, all right.
No.
What was the girl's name again?
Lily.
Okay, you know what? You sound like a good dude. You sound very calm, and
you
just gotta take things as they
go.
So let's give her a call, see what happened. If you don't mind, Isaiah, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. Ideally, get you guys reconnected.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you got some closure, okay? And then as long as you guarantee that you weren't screaming like a little bee while ziplining, I feel good about this one. Sort of.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Here we go. Lily.
Hello?
Hello, is this Lily?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Lily, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
We got MJ right there.
Oh, Lily's so silly, my favorite flower.
Oh, awesome.
Aww.
I love you guys with the second date update.
Oh, oh, we love you. Yeah, right.
What a coincidence. I was about to say serendipitous, but I don't know if this is going to be a good coincidence.
Well, we'll tell you at the end.
Yes, it is coincidental. Well, Lily, gotta let you know, before we get to everything, we're on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so there's this guy. He took you to Bayview Mini Putt and Zip Lining on a date.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about? Isaiah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's Isaiah.
Seemed like a nice guy when we had talked to him, and you haven't gotten back to him since. Is there anything that happened that we're unaware of?
He tried to slay that booty, huh?
Yeah, he's trying to be Isaiah the booty slam. or was the hardest pouch too small?
Yeah, probably that.
You're like, that's what you're packing, boy.
Nah,
let me save you the time. You'll do a second date. You got a little Tootsie Pop.
Yes.
Tootsie Row. Go ahead. So what happened?
We went to the Bayview Mini Putt and Zip Line, and like we did the zip line first, which I love it, a zip line. I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, so you know.
Yeah.
Really fun. And then afterwards, we got some lunch, chatted. He was super interesting. Like, we had a good time. And then we decided to do mini golf. So we're on the first course. And as I swing, he lets out the loudest fart. And I told him,
hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did he do it on purpose, or was it an accident?
At that point, I was not sure. I thought it was hilarious. Totally out of the norm. I've never had anybody do that on a first date. So on the next hole, I'm about to hit again, and he burped. So I totally missed again. Like, I whiffed it.
Oh, no.
Like, okay,
well, I mean, you're
right,
putting, really, but yeah. He's probably off a little angle, a couple degrees, maybe, right?
He's trying to play his best game, I guess. Can't lose to me, I won't guess, whatever. By the time we get around to the third hole, I know he's going to do it again, whatever. I'm about to swing, I swing, and he farted again. But, however, this time it was a little wet.
Oh,
wrong side, I
gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, the
and it smelled real bad.
Oh, no. He sharted.
Turn, and I was standing behind him, and I noticed a pretty decent size brown spot on his white shorts in the appropriate area.
I've actually had something like that happen to me.
Oh, really?
And this is why I'm not married anymore. My now ex, right?
Yeah.
We were living together in Portland, Oregon, and I was thoroughly hungover one morning. Uh-huh. I come out of the bedroom, and I thought it would be funny. She was in the kitchen. Like, imagine me in my boxers, and that's it. No shirt, no nothing.
Right.
And I had the fart, because, you get the hangover farts, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to look her in the eye and go,
oh, yeah.
Happening was, like, I went to go fart, and then I went,
ew.
And then all of a sudden she's like, did you just shit yourself? And I was like, I did.
I'm embarrassed to say
smiling.
That.
He's like, yep.
Yep. We're married, so I don't care.
I feel it. And I started feeling it coming down. God. I was like, holy crap, this is bad.
This is really happening right now.
This is happening really right now. So I have to waddle my way.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Take a shower. The difference is we were married at the time.
Yeah, acceptable.
We were at home.
Right.
Nice.
Myself, like, teen off.
Yeah.
Married, first date, your pants.
Yeah.
I mean, I did ask him if he sat on anything. I didn't, like, immediately assume that he pants.
Yeah.
It's fair to assume.
He said no. And then he excused himself to the bathroom. And when he came back, his shorts all wet, like he washed them. And I was like,
Oh, no.
Wait, and I think earlier you were saying he was wearing white shorts.
Oh, gosh, that doesn't come out.
He was wearing white shorts.
Oh, shame. I have a story, too.
Okay.
Oh, no.
This is at the Shack Waikiki.
Yeah.
I'm on stage. I just introduced the band. And right when I introduced the band, I fud it. But then it was a wet one.
Yeah.
So I went into the bathroom to go check it. And sure enough, I sharted onto my Bebedees.
Oh, no.
It never went to my pants. So I was like, oh, I'm kind of safe here. So I ditched my Bebedees in the bathroom, threw it away, and then just went commando the rest of the night.
I did the same thing when I was
in
the nightclub, too,
bro. You
gotta know.
I was a live broadcast from
Yeah, you can't leave at that point, bro.
Yeah, I told you, I was like, 1027 the Bob, all the Azelli.
Oh,
boy.
All,
snakes.
We're all the now.
Oh, gross.
That's right.
Gross.
I don't have a story like that, sorry. Oh,
good. You haven't lived life then, MJ. Okay. So did you bring it up? Like, because talk about awkward, right?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you obviously sharted yourself trying to throw me off from putting.
Right.
And then you're wearing white shorts. I mean, you come back and it's like obviously that you tried to clean off the doo-doo from your white shorts.
Joke's on you, bro.
I mean, it's the first date. He was obviously embarrassed, but I mean, it was kind of instantaneous karma, like trying to throw off my putt-putt game and you pants, so.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Lily. Isaiah's been on the other line. He had called us to call you. Well, Isaiah, you failed to bring that point about when we're asking you, was there anything you could think of?
No, Isaiah the doodle.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't just going to say it on the radio, but I guess that did happen.
Well, I mean, you didn't think, like, I'm going to call a morning show, and I'm going to ask them, why is this girl not getting back to me?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to ask her on the radio, but I'm not going to tell them that I myself while trying to fart throw her off for a golfing game. You know, but then, obviously, it can narrow down why she never got back to me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I shorted myself.
He probably thought that she wasn't going to say anything either.
Yeah, I was, like, 65% sure she didn't notice, and, like, 20% sure she wasn't gonna say anything if she didn't notice.
But odds
on that. What happened to the remainder 15%? 15%, I end up on the radio and talking about it in front of everyone.
That's much better.
Yeah. Can you blur my name?
Too late.
The live radio is fine.
I cannot.
Oh,
well,
man.
Hold on. If I may, Lily, let me get Isaiah's back. And I think, like, Joe and I already have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
we've all had mishaps.
Yes. It's,
you know,
nobody's perfect.
Being human.
I should have quit while I was ahead.
You probably should have quit after the second fart.
Yeah.
Or the burp.
You had
her
laughing, but
because,
good.
Yeah, to my recollection, you burped.
Yeah.
Then you farted.
No,
I'm sorry,
farted.
You farted, then you burped.
Yeah.
And then you sharted yourself. In that order.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Got it. Okay. So you probably
not the charm.
See, always end with the burp, buddy.
Yes, always.
Got a little greedy with the farts, man. Next thing, a little shark came out. Lily, we're all human. We all, you've heard Joe and I's story for quite out loud. I was looking at my wife at the time dead in the eye. Thinking I was going to have a funny and I was going to be like, you know,
yeah, baby, how are you?
No, and it ended up coming out like, yeah, baby, how are you?
Did she laugh or she was just like,
no, disgusted. She was disgusted.
I bet she like, was.
I still, like, it was so shocking to me.
You was disgusted yourself.
I remember it so vividly.
Wow.
Because it was so shocking of a moment.
Right, right.
And then, like, she literally looks at me, she's like, did you just sh** yourself? I was like, yeah.
Then, I'm proud, but I did, yeah.
I remember because the living room was a hardwood floor.
Oh, good.
But then the bedroom, which is what you had to go through to get to the bathroom, was carpeted.
Oh, no. So you never even trail,
yeah? I was worried about the carpeting. So I got my boxers and I squeezed them tight around my legs just to make sure that there was no... I didn't have an oil leak.
Oh, yes.
Shame.
See, Lily? You see, we all do it.
Yeah, that means.
That's for sure.
It could be while playing putt-putt golf, you let out a putt-putt and comes out.
By, yep.
Or looking your, at that time, wife in the eye.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, gosh dang it. That meant to be a fart.
I gotta go back
My fault. So.
Third time was not the charm.
Third time was definitely, third time was more the shark. Yeah, not
third
a charm.
Time's a charm.
It's kind of hard to hold someone accountable for being human, and it sounded like he was trying to break out of funny and ended up breaking out of shit.
Yeah.
And it is kind of funny, you know, from the outside looking in, at his expense, not yours.
And I mean, honestly, this makes a hilarious story to tell my friends later.
Right.
Yeah.
As payback.
Maybe not as funny during the time, but looking back, very funny.
Yeah. And I think, like, a little payback, if we pay for dinner and drinks, you guys go out again.
Yeah.
And things happen to go well, because aside from him shitting himself, it was a good date, right?
It was a great date.
Awesome.
And you know what? I love a fart joke as much as the next person. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, yeah, sure, let's go on another
date. Nice. Hey! 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 And that just gives give you a pass to shart yourself if you need to.
No, don't do it.
You get a free one.
Lily, I was going to give you a better one, actually. Yeah. Here's what you do. If you guys end up dating for a longer period of time, he will never, ever know which one, and you should probably keep it to yourself, which one of your friends you've told this story to. So every time he meets one of your girlfriends, he's going to be looking at us like, does she know I shit myself on our first date or not? I don't know how to act.
Yeah.
And if you guys get married and have children and grandchildren, that's a good story. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
So at your funeral, yes.
We were at Bayview doing a little putt-putt, and it sounded exactly like this, kids.
And that's how I met your mother.
Sounds like love to me.
It does, right? Yes.
Yeah, meant to be. Congratulations, guys. I see this is going to have a great future ahead of you.